autumn tourism in Pennsylvania extends well beyond fall foliage tours and haunted hay rides. Craft breweries are becoming an increasingly popular tourist destination all on their own. I'm Maria Scapoletto with the Pittsburgh Business Report on 90.5 WESA. Carrie Fisher-Lepore, who oversees tourism for the Commonwealth, says the booming beer industry here is helping attract visitors to Pennsylvania from all over the Mid-Atlantic region.
We typically draw from our surrounding states, which I'm sure makes sense to most of your listeners. So we see great crowds from Cleveland, Columbus, and Ohio, Baltimore, D.C. metro area, even some from Virginia and West Virginia, and then, of course, all along New York and the Philadelphia suburbs, including that New Jersey and Delaware.
There's been an explosion in recent years of distilleries and breweries cropping up all over Pennsylvania. Are there enough of them now that they're really making an impact on tourism here in the state?
Yes. I cannot say yes enthusiastically enough. Yes, it is amazing. So let's just talk, if you don't mind, about craft beer in Pennsylvania alone. There has been an explosion of craft breweries opening up all over the state. Pennsylvania produces 3.7 million barrels of beer a year, which is actually the most in the nation. So in 2011, there were 88 craft breweries in Pennsylvania. By 2018, 354. But what's so great about this industry for Pennsylvania is that it also contributes $5.78 million in economic impact. It employs over 10,000 Pennsylvanians, and it's about $615 impact per capita.
So if someone wanted to go somewhere within an hour or two drive of Pittsburgh to experience a brewery or maybe a beer trail or whatnot, where could they go?
Yes, so Butler County just last year launched the Beer Circuit, and it really encourages visitors to experience a variety of different breweries by filling up their passport to hoppiness. And then once they fill their passport, they're able to turn that in and get a prize.
So this isn't just about having fun for the customer or for the tourist, but this really does help the economies of local communities, especially some that are struggling.
Absolutely. And that's what's so wonderful about the beer industry. As I've often said, they're creating a third meeting space for communities. So they're moving into bigger buildings because it's a lot of equipment. So it's often in the post-industrial part of town where maybe there was an old manufacturing facility, something like that. They're moving into the building, they're rehabbing the building, and then they're also creating a reason for people to visit that part of the town.
So what are your favorites? Any favorites here in southwestern Pennsylvania or anywhere in the state that you like to go?
Absolutely. So I was lucky enough to join some colleagues, my boss actually, not too long ago. September was Craft Beer Month in Pennsylvania, so we were able to serve as brewer for the day. So we joined our friends in East End Brewing to help them brew beer for the day. And it was exciting and thrilling to learn about the process, but to also just spend time watching and smelling the aromas. It was really a blast.
To keep track of the scores of craft breweries in Pennsylvania, beer lovers can get the free digital Ale Trail app. In Pittsburgh Business News headlines, Robert Morris University broke ground Tuesday on an expansion to its John Jay Center for the School of Engineering, Mathematics, and Science. It also celebrated the first basketball game at its UPMC Events Center against the University of Pittsburgh. The 4,000-seat arena has hosted 7 concerts since it opened in May. Gas prices in Pittsburgh are down this week, according to Gas Buddy. The price fell almost 3 cents to an average of $2.80, down just over 15 cents from a year ago. The national average is also down to an average of $2.61 a gallon. That's just under 7 cents less than last year. I'm Maria Scapoletto, and that's the Pittsburgh Business Report on 90.5 WESA.